Okay, Julie, and we're talking about the recent changes that have come to the Warrensburg Farmers Market, that they're going to be accepting EBT now. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that for us, please?
Well, yes, EBT is a way that we will allow more patrons to enjoy the goods sold at the farmers market and the fresh produce and those type of things. So we elected, as the farmers did that are coming in, to accept EBT. And so this is the first year we have the tokens, and we have all of the things that we need to be able to do that. So we'll be prepared to do that starting Saturday. Saturday, April 26th is our first day, opening day for the Warrensburg Farmers Market. And we open the market at 7:30 a.m. and we go to sell out that morning, as we will every morning the rest of the season until October. So we're pretty excited about that.
Awesome. Now, when you say that patrons will be able to use their EBT to get tokens, what exactly do you mean by tokens? Like, how are they going to be able to use their EBT cards?
Well, they will come to the – we'll have one farmers market vendor each week that will be working with the EBT machine. So they'll come – there'll be a sign that says, get your EBT tokens here. They bring their card, and we swipe it for however much they want to spend at the farmers market, and then they take those tokens and they spend it at whatever vendor that they want to, and then they will receive their produce, and then the tokens will be we will reimburse the farmers market vendors for those tokens. They will turn those into us. So that's the way we will run it, because not each vendor will have their own machine. There'll be one machine for the whole farmers market, and that's why the tokens will be handed out to the EBT holders to use as their cash, so to speak, for produce.
Okay, now will every single vendor be accepting EBT, or is it just going to be kind of pick and choose?
No, it will be at their discretion, and that will be signed. They can look for vendors that will be accepting the EBT.
All right, Julian, just one last question. Where can people go for more information about the EBT changes?
They can call our office, 660-429-3988.